All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. Yeah, come on. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Good afternoon, listening audience. This is The Usual Suspects. It's Nick, it's Barry, it's Joel, and we are joined by 94.1, the sports mappers that are sports map. We appreciate you getting in on the fray that has been going on for 2 hours on ESPN 97.5. It's The Usual Suspects. Happy to have you along for the ride. We'll take you till 4. Blitz will take you till 7. You do nothing but get simulcasted FM entertainment that we appreciate giving to you.
The mappers.
The mappers.
Do you guys have anything on sports map that y'all... want to promote or anything?
I got two videos, and I know I'm dreading having to write an article on Sunday.
Joel's very active. I do my weekly article, so I don't...
Well, he does his weekly article. Oh, because he does the weekly article and the weekly... Yeah.
I don't do as much, unfortunately. In fact, Brandon just stopped me this morning and goes, when are you going to do another video? And I said, I just don't have any...
I'm only giving 60% right now. I was saying on the air earlier that I give 100%, but I only feel like giving 60%. Is that what you told Brandon? Because you obviously are not putting the same effort that Joel is.
I don't have a comedy career. I got more time on my hands.
You got a kid.
Oh, that's true.
See? What's your excuse?
I have 23 dogs, too.
My excuse is I hate you right now. That's my excuse.
You do have 23 dogs.
No, I just don't have... I don't like to go in...
No, I'm with you. You don't want to publish something unless it's super relevant.
Listen,
I totally get it.
Let me say this, because this is going to come out wrong, and I don't want Joel to think it's an attack on him, because it is absolutely not that at all.
Okay.
All right? What I'm saying is I don't want to just go in and do videos just to do videos. I want to go in and have a really good idea and have something funny and relevant. Like when the Olympics were here and that skater... The last video I did was during the Olympics when the skier was just going like up and back real slow. I thought that was hilarious, so I made the video. But that's the kind of stuff I want to do. I don't want to just do a regular take because I feel like that's what I do here. So I wanted to be more of the comedy guy for videos, but I don't have a lot of ideas in that regard. So that's the only reason I haven't done it is I want to have a good idea and execute it properly instead of just half-assing something. And again, I'm not saying that anybody else here does that. That's just what's going through my head.
No, everybody does it weekly. You're the only one that does it.
No, a lot of people don't do videos.
Joel is proactive.
Uh-huh.
Patrick Creighton is proactive.
Okay.
Dell is proactive.
Pat doesn't do videos.
Yeah.
I'm working an angle here, and you're not helping. You're not helping.
My bad. I was just trying to...
Patrick Creighton is proactive. Dell is proactive. John Granato is proactive.
I do my weekly article, just like everybody else does. We're talking videos. There are like three people here that actually have a show that do videos.
Okay.
I prostitute my persona on a regular basis.
And it's smart. Self-promotion. I'm not going to hate on you for self-promoting, for sure. And it's good exposure. I just don't have any ideas that I would feel good enough to take and do a video with right now.
My bad. I'll never question your determination again.
Damn it. You better not. AJ is the Beer King said, hey, fellas, don't know if y'all talked about this or not, but how true are the rumors about the Astros going for Abreu from the White Sox? I mean, do you have any...
You and I were talking in the break. I know he's on the block. I had not heard that the Astros were involved in those talks. And simply put, looking at what we have said is a very solid lineup, where are you going to put him?
So what I was researching, which is why I know you thought I was ignoring you.
Well, that's regular.
But I was researching, and it looks like Richard Justice did the MLB Network today and came out and said, yes, the Astros have shown interest in Abreu from the White Sox, but that their priority is still the back end of the bullpen and Zach Britton. And Britton is pitching well, so we need to see what happens. But yes, Abreu on the radar, Britton the priority. So there you go.
And that's the priority where it should be, by the way.
Yeah. But they're talking about the fact that, you know, McCann has been out, so you've kind of lost that sure. at bat. And so adding somebody like Abreu, that's not going to hurt my feelings. You got to start. Look, you've got the pitching staff of all pitching staff. You got the second best bullpen ERA in the major leagues. You could get better at the plate, believe it or not, especially if you want to try to match bat for at bat against the Red Sox and Yankees. So adding a stick, I don't think it's as ridiculous as you might initially think it would be.
I'll tell you the name that I heard today for the first time, but it makes some sense based on what you just said, and that's Salvador Perez. And I heard that, you know, he's had a long-standing relationship with Altuve. He and Bregman have seemingly hit it off. And that if you want to connect the dots and you think about a guy that might make a whole lot of sense, not only is he a bat because he has hit the ball well this year, and he's a good hitting catcher, but he's a hell of a defensive catcher and a hell of a pitch caller. And when you have what Barry just said is issues because of McCann, come playoff time, I'm not sure you want to rely on just Max Stassi. And it's not Fedorowicz, it's
Fedorovich.
Yeah. But I don't think those two guys are your go-tos. If they're smart too, especially if they are able to solidify something on the back end of their bullpen, it would behoove them to look at a catcher. If you can get Perez for the right price, and I'm not saying you can, but boy, that'd be a hell of a get right there.
Yeah, because I don't know that McCann plays after this year. I would be, if they make another deep run, even get to a World Series, I could see him maybe calling it.
I don't think it's for lack of wanting to. You're right. He's just down. Yeah. He's deteriorated quite quickly.
Yeah. Look, somebody texted, I thought Nick was going a different direction when he said his dog caught on to the peanut butter trick. Told you.
I don't phrase things correctly all the time.
No.
I said y'all should come to Prime Social and take advantage of John Granato on the air today. And what I meant was he sucks at poker, and you should take advantage of taking his money. And Dell did not like, well, he's like phrasing, Nick.
I heard that, yeah. Phrasing is everything, as you've proven to us with the numerous quotes that you have saved to embarrass the hell out of us.
Hey, I have a bunch of embarrassing quotes. I just don't isolate them.
Exactly, which you should on a regular basis.
Somebody just texted, Barry lacks creativity is what I heard. I have no idea what that means.
What do you mean? What he's heard? Wait, who's your sources?
Yeah, besides Nick.
Bloggers.
Besides
Joel.
Nick and
bloggers.
Yeah, besides Nick, Joel,
Nick and Joel.
And bloggers and my wife. And
they caught me on one of those bad nights on
Twitter.
And
people that have been to my shows and everyone that listens. Who besides that?
You said your mom has told you, look, you should read this book.
Yeah.
So maybe it was her. Maybe you never know.
It could be. Either way, that texter can go to hell.
I just read I read that book, Ham Radio.
Ham Radio?
Yeah, because I just want to be a dad joking ham on radio.
Oh, my God.
I hear that too much.
I'm going to start doing the live
You're
dong thing, by the
so
way.
Have a nice day.
Do what?
The live dong. I think that's more appropriate.
Just more
instead of
dong.
Just,
instead of that?
Yeah.
Okay. I dig it. Oh, did you do the Hunter giveaway, the Hunter extravaganza tickets?
Was I supposed to?
Yeah. It's on the rundown, 3 o'clock. Oh, let's knock that out of the park.
Hey, let's not help me out.
Is there really?
All right.
See? Let's give it away.
Nick didn't even know.
Give it away now.
Let's do another giveaway.
I don't
want to
miss it.
We got the mappers on board.
Let's do it.
All right. You can Google Siri if you need help with your mapping on a regular basis. But sports mappers and ESPNers, you have a chance to win tickets to the Hunters Extravaganza 2017. It's this May. No, it's not. It is Friday, August 3rd through Sunday, August 5th. Therefore, it's a weekend coming up, and you will be able to participate. We'll give you 4 tickets to the Hunters Extravaganza. The granddaddy of all Texas hunting shows, back. Check out the latest equipment, technology, clothing, blinds, and more. It's at Energy Center, presented by Texas Trophy Hunters Association. Kids under 12 get in free, so you can make it a family thing. If you don't win tickets here, you can get your tickets and details at ttha.com. But we're going to take caller number 10 right now, 713-780-3776. Caller number 10. 4 tickets to the Hunters Extravaganza, August 3rd through the 5th. Boom, right there.
Good job.
Thanks, pal.
Doing 2 jobs over here.
My bad. I thought Michelle came in and took all the giveaways.
Percent do you say you engage in helping us out during the show?
Yeah. Well, was that 95%? And I'm over here having to produce
The effort is still there.
And be the on-air talent?
The effort is still there. Just because I'm not accurate doesn't mean the effort's not there.
Barry, it's an F Yeah Friday, and F is for F up.
F was for fail. Nick
or
failed.
Evidently, some things can fall into crack.
I like that, evidently.
Evidently, because I'm sure we're mispronouncing something somewhere.
That was not bad. I appreciated that.
Oh, I got one that threw the approval
process.
I wasn't
trying to withhold the giveaway from the people.
Yeah, why were you doing that?
No, it was just a misunderstanding. We don't usually give that many giveaways. We don't have that many giveaways.
No, we don't.
Now we got a ton.
So I pulled up. I wanted to see because when Richard Justice was talking to the MLB Network about Zach Britton, and he's like, you know, if he's pitching well, it's going to be a name that they go after. He's been linked with a few different teams. And I recall him starting off pretty well and going a few innings without giving up a run. Then he had a blow-up game against Atlanta, but that was it. And I wanted to see how he's done since then. And he has pitched in 15 games. He's pitched 14 innings. He had the one game against Atlanta where he gave up four runs. Mm-hmm. The only other game he's given up a run in was against Seattle. He gave up two in one inning. So he's given up six earned runs in 15 games.
Okay. Not great.
What do you mean not great?
It's okay.
Like, he hasn't given up a run.
This is Britton?
Yeah, Zach Britton. He hasn't given up a run in July.
Look, Ken Giles.
I'm a little gun-shy, which is the point I was making.
I knew where you were going, but I'm like, I'm a little gun-shy now based on
but
the Ken Giles
experiment. But
you
got Richard Justice on national TV saying, yeah, he's pitching really well, but no one will say that about Ken Giles, who was doing the same thing. You all suck!
Listen to Dick Justice. That's what you should do.
That'd be a great name for a lawyer. I'm Dick Justice.
And I hammer him every time!
No, that's the wrong guy. That's the wrong one.
Oh, sorry. I'll reel it in.
You don't want Dick Justice hammering nobody.
See what's in my hand? The hammer! You want this? I'm a hard guy.
Oh, okay. No. You should have stopped.
We'll be back with more on SportsMap 94.1 and ESPN 97.5. It's the usual suspects. Don't go away.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
So if you go to the restaurant and the waitress pronounces the L in salmon, it's not going to be a good meal. I promise you, you're not going to like it. How would you like your salmon prepared? Not here, I can assure you that. Let me have a look at the tilapia.
You've heard him throughout the show. FEF Fridays mean F is for funny, amongst other things. It's Greg Warren. You've heard him there. He's now here in studio, and honored to introduce him to you, the usual suspects, as we continue to roll on. And Barry, as you guys will be performing this weekend, a good chance for you to give a little extra on the intro.
Yeah, dude, welcome to the show. Thanks for being here.
Man. Yeah.
Now, I know I was excited about you coming in more so than most other comedians because we could talk comedy, but I always like to be able to talk sports with guys.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I'm a big sports fan. I lived here, actually, right out of college.
Yeah, I mean, you and Biggerstaff, okay. Bob Biggerstaff, are pretty good
friends, right? Yeah.
Bob's a huge sports fan.
Yeah.
Yeah, my first job out of college was in Houston. So.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, yeah.
As I understand, your dad was a wrestling coach.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's how you got into wrestling. Because I was telling some folks, including the guy that does the show after us, he's an MMA guy. And I was like, you should come this weekend. Greg's a big wrestling guy. Talks sports.
Yeah, I wrestled in college and stuff. My dad, he was my coach, actually.
Oh, really? Yeah, I mean, that was fun.
Yeah, man. He still watches tapes of me wrestling in high school and critiques them, you know? I'm 49 lately. What are you doing in this match? You're just laying there like a dead animal. What was wrong with you? I don't remember, Dad. I quit wrestling 26 years ago. You quit wrestling in the middle of this match. That's when you quit wrestling, son.
Yeah.
He was like pure coach, you know? Like people, it was good, though. Like, people always like, oh, your dad was your coach. It must have sucked, man. He must have been all over you. Like, yeah, he pushed me, but he pushed me in sports, which is that's a normal thing to push your kids.
Right.
I mean, there's people out there who spend their whole lives trying to find Bigfoot. I mean, how would you like to have that guy as a dad? You know, do you even want to find Bigfoot, son? Because you don't act like it. I hear you saying you want to find him, but you don't do anything about it, do you? You sleep till noon. Bigfoot doesn't get up at noon. He gets up at 4:14 in the morning. You don't have a tracking map. You lost your night goggles. What, you think you just show up out of nowhere, huh? Knock, knock. Who's there? Not Bigfoot, dummy.
That's so good.
Yeah, yeah.
That was your life, huh?
Yeah, man. That's great. It's like, I mean, for the first 10 years of my comedy career, it was probably a little too many wrestling jokes, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah. I was...
Well, Nick, we finally figured it out. Barry's trying to find Bigfoot. He can't. But he gets up at noon instead of getting up at 4:15.
I hate you both.
Well,
so
afternoon
much.
Radio, man. That's
Well, we found out the hard way.
Right. Yeah, they hate on me because I sleep till 11. That's I'm like, great, yeah. Psh, why?
Yeah. How old are you?
I'm 44.
Yeah. Oh, that's great, man. That's rare, actually, Barry, that most guys grew out of that by about 33. I stopped being able to sleep
Nick
till 11.
Nick loves you right now.
Yeah, really. I thought you were like 35 or something. You look good. But
oh,
I mean,
thanks.
I mean, really.
Yeah, suck
it,
Barry loves you now.
Once I passed 40, I couldn't sleep till 11, man. Just wake up.
We were having the discussion. Nick was like, I'm going to go meet Greg before he comes to the show. He said, have you ever met him? I was like, no, we're just working together. This is usually how it works. We've never met.
Right.
But we'll meet. He goes, well, I'm going to go so he'll roast you. Because a lot of times the comedians come in and roast Nick.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So please don't break tradition.
If I roast anybody, it's effectively me, usually. Yeah, pretty self-deprecating. Yeah.
No, but that wasn't bad. Gee, thanks.
So you got a Cardinals shirt on. You grew up in the Midwest?
Yeah, I grew up in St. Louis, man.
I could tell by the accent a little bit. I'm from Milwaukee originally.
Oh, yeah,
so,
man. Yeah,
don't you know, you betcha.
Yeah, they're having a good year, man.
Yeah.
Still, I don't know if the starting pitching is going to hang
up. We said that. We were talking about that earlier, that a trade or two might happen to help them.
Get DeGrom or somebody like that, then I'm, you know, they're.
But I said, unlike the years past when they threw all in on Sabathia and then they were decimated the next couple of years because they gave up their farm system because it's a small market team. The good thing is they've grown a lot of the young talent.
Yeah,
they've got a lot. And if they keep
up,
that nucleus
right?
together, they'll be all right.
They're stocked up enough to trade a few pieces and keep some.
Yeah.
My uncle's like a big. Everybody's a Cardinal fan.
Sure. You know,
of course.
Yeah. I've been to St. Louis. It's ridiculous how red the entire city is
during the summer. Yeah, it's nuts, man. And they all, like, my dad listens to it on the radio, you know, and spends the whole game complaining that the announcer is not telling him the score frequently enough. That's all anybody in my family wants to hear. That's all. What's the score, fat ass? What's the score, dummy? What's the score, fat moron, dummy ass? Like, His idea of the perfect broadcast would be this, man. The score is 3-2. 3-2 is the score. The score is 3-2. One team has 3. The other team has 2. The team with 3 is beating the team with 2 by a margin of 1. The score is 3-2. Hey, folks, if you've just joined us, the score is 3-2. We're going to go down to the field now for a special report. Bob, what's going on down there? Larry, down here, the score is 3-2. But let's take a closer look at that score. Now, the number 3, that is an odd number. It's also a prime number, only divisible by itself. It's 1 less than 4, 1 more than 2. That means if the team of 2 were to get one more run, the score would then be 3-3. Whoa, let's not get ahead of ourselves, Bob. Right now, the score is 3-2. That's a damn good broadcast right there. That fellow would take a page out of old fat moron. Don't take a page out of that man's book. That's all I'm saying.
I'm not going to survive this weekend. I can tell you right now, I'm laughing already way too hard. My God. This weekend is going to be amazing.
Yeah, it's going to be good, man.
I heard that you're also doing, which I... I declined to be able to do it.
You failed on it. Yeah, we're doing it. I'm doing this. I've done it 3 times in a few different markets. So Saturday at, I think, 4:30.
4:30 at the Joke Joint.
We're doing a family-friendly show.
It's and Ken, last night, because we were coordinating this and ticket giveaways and other things, and last night at about 10:30, he goes, by the way, did I tell you there's a family-friendly show at 4:30?
Yeah, it's not something to spring on a comic.
And I was like, nah, you didn't at all. And he goes, yeah, well, it's at 4:30, and there's 10-year-olds there.
Yeah, you'll just be getting up, man.
Well, besides that, cut his mic off. This is going terribly for me, and I don't like it. But I said, Ken, I can work clean. I can do but it's still not... you know, kids appropriate.
Yeah, it's a different...
So he goes, do I need to replace you? I was like, well, that's kind of harsh.
Replacing, no.
That's... So he said, no, for that show, not the weekend. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah,
no, that's fine.
No,
yeah.
It's fun, man.
Is it something you've been doing?
Yeah, it's like my fourth time I've done it. People really like it. And it's we get the kids on stage afterwards and they tell jokes and stuff.
Cool.
And then that's... we do like a little talk show format, but over the years I've gotten where I can do like an hour of clean stuff.
Well, I can do
do couples therapy, but you can't do kids.
No, I do like 30. Andy Huggins and I did an apartment complex. Are you kidding me? Yeah, I could do. I did an old folks bingo night. So
I just sung with Huggins last night.
Man. Did you? Oh, I love Andy. But it's different than doing it for kids. Like, Mike Lean would be on TV, and some people, like older people, would be like, oh, he's pretty risque.
Yeah.
But it would still be TV Clean.
Yeah,
but 10-year-olds, like, you're not talking about sex at all and adult stuff.
No, you can't really.
And, yeah. Now, is this something that you think you're going to keep doing? Because you did corporate stuff, right? Like,
yeah,
you
do
corporate.
I do everything. You know, let's just say this isn't how I drew it up, man. I mean,
right?
I was hoping to be like selling out theaters at this point in my career. But yeah, I do still a lot of clubs and, you know, some corporate stuff. And I mean, there's a difference between clean and lame. And I tried, you know, I'd really try not to be like a lame.
Right. Because, yeah.
Yeah.
And I think people associate that. And then once they hear a guy like you, then they realize. And I've had people say that, like, I didn't even realize that the guy cussed. And it's rare that you get those. But you're one of those comics where they leave and they go, oh, you know what? He was clean, which is probably a really cool compliment to get if you've been clean and people didn't notice.
It's better than the alternative.
Yeah. Right.
So, yeah. But I mean, yeah. If you
So no cussing.
I mean, on the kids show.
Oh, and I thought it overall in your show.
Normally, I don't set out to, but I'll guarantee at the joke joint the second show tonight, you'll hear some. It's just just the kind of crowd where it's really.
Well, you'll hear some on the first one because I'll be there.
Yeah, it's never. I mean, it's, you know, usually if I'm doing a character, sometimes characters, I just think it's disingenuous sometimes. Like, that guy would not
cuss. Yeah.
Say that.
Yeah.
I like I said, it's a lot of sports characters. I were you guys athletes?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What did you play?
I played 4 sports in high school and two in college.
Wow. Where in college?
So University of Wisconsin lacrosse.
Oh, that's great, man. Yeah. Is that the one with the big six pack?
The world's largest six pack. Yeah. Old style. The world's largest six pack.
I wrestled up there, man.
Yeah. Wrestling big up there.
Yeah, we wrestled up there, man.
That's the big. That's what y'all are known for.
Giant six pack.
It is. It is the world's largest six pack, and it literally is just six big cans of beer in a silo.
Not any championships. Not any memorable comebacks.
Hey, man.
Oh, yeah, that's the school with the six pack.
They had like a good D2 or D3 wrestling team.
And the football team won the AIM when it was at the D3, the Amos Alonzo Stag Bowl. They won it like 3 out of 5 years.
Never heard of that in my life.
Well, you're not a real football guy.
The Lorenzo Lama what?
Yeah. Oh, Renegade. That was Lorenzo Lamas.
The what?
A lot of Renegades that played for UW Lacrosse. Don't sleep on that.
Well, you have a new album out, right?
It's relatively.
Yeah, and it's on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify. It's called Fish Sandwich.
Yeah, that's I lived in New York for about 4 years, and I was on the subway one day, and this lady just walked on the subway. There's crazy people there, right? She starts singing, "All I want for Christmas is a fish sandwich. All I want for Christmas is a fish sandwich." I was like, "Come on, lady, we're in public." Like, guess what song has been stuck in my head for the last 6 years? Like, that woman should not be homeless. She's a hit maker. Okay, like, she may be one of the greatest lyricists of our time. I've heard 11 Taylor Swift songs. I don't know the words. I know all the words to Fish Sandwich, right? All of them. Oh, yeah.
That's where
the title.
Nick's a big Taylor Swift fan.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I could tell, man. Yeah, I saw the posters in the
and his headphones are off. Yeah, he has no idea right now.
That's so funny. Well, Greg Warren, we appreciate you coming. We'll see you tonight and tomorrow at the Joke Joint.
Yeah, man.
Get the album Fish Sandwich, iTunes, Google Play, Spotify. Follow him on Twitter at Greg Warren. Thanks again, man. Thanks for being here.
Thanks very much.
Yeah, appreciate it. Some baseball for the next half hour. I'm going to be in the car.
Okay.
There you go. All right. There's Greg. We'll be back with more. Final half hour of the show. Don't go anywhere. Usual Suspects. Sports Map 94.1, ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome back to The Usual Suspects. Joel, Barry, and Nick with you for another 30 minutes. But right now I want to tell you about the fact that we have the name game going on. And we've been playing it every day, and a lot of you have been winners, and that's great, but we're not stopping. We're going to keep giving stuff away. Today's prize, a $50 gift certificate to Massage Heights. Massage Heights provides affordable massages and facials that fit your life. With regular massages, you can relax and revitalize yourself. Visit massageheights.com/Houston to find your retreat and elevate the everyday. Unfortunately, we're not giving the prize away that was done on the bench. They gave that $50 gift certificate to Massage Heights to Joseph. So congratulations, Joseph. Listen for your chance to win every day right here on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.
So Greg was fantastic.
Wow. Seriously, legit laughs. Not fake laughs. Not because, dude, first of all, I hate to say this, but my dad was that guy.
Mine too.
What's the score? Say the score, dumbass guy. But you know who else is that guy? Andy Huggins.
I thought you were going to say that.
Because Andy loves baseball on the radio. And we have those discussions where he's like, just give the score. What's the score? So I don't know if Greg knows that Huggins is like that. And they're obviously friends because him doing comedy here in Houston. That's pretty damn funny. And the feedback from listeners has been overwhelmingly, oh, my God, I'm freaking dying. He's hilarious. That was your friendly neighborhood beer salesman.
Go see him.
Yeah.
Go see him in Barrie this weekend. Joke joint.
Yeah, people, the Twitters were blowing up. I'm ready for tomorrow. Super ready. That dude, I've been laughing the whole time he was on. So, yeah. It's and see, we even had listeners saying, I can't wait because this dude's hilarious. I used to listen to him all the time. There you go.
Yeah. My dad was the guy that listened all the time. But he wasn't score guy, but he was like, you know, and we were spoiled, but much like he was. I mean, growing up in St. Louis, you get Jack Buck. Growing up in Milwaukee, you got Bob Uecker. Bob Uecker could take an 18-0 blowout either way and make it the most hilarious, entertaining radio ever.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's a ton of people out there because my grandma used to listen with my dad. My grandma was definitely like that. What's the score again? You're like, yeah, it's... But yeah, he's funny.
And somebody asked, when are you drawing the four random names for the show? I'm asking for a friend.
Because you didn't hear any of the show previously.
Yeah, so if you don't know what they're talking about, by the time the show's over, I'm going to pick four random names from people to sign up on my mailing list during the show. So if you want to sign up, there's still time. I'll do it in the last segment, but you need to go to barryisfunny.com, join my mailing list. It's super easy to figure it out. barryisfunny.com, join the mailing list. I'll pick four names. I'll send you an email, and then you just tell me what show you want to go to, and you'll get up to four tickets for that show. So that's going to come in the last segment, I promise. Somebody said, what a good change of pace the show was today. You guys should have a comedian on more often.
No way. No way. You're not serious. That happened.
So funny. No, that's a really good. See, I don't mind if you guys come at me with something that's legitimately funny. It's when it's just corny or stupid or easy. That is creative and very funny. Well done, a-hole, whoever you are. No, that was funny. Fish sandwich is now stuck in my head. Which is hilarious, by the way, that we were talking about fish sandwiches for most of the day.
Yeah.
Very ironic. I don't even think that was intentional. How did we do that? Oh, because somebody
Long
asked
John
about
Silver's.
Well, somebody asked about Burger King and the McRib and the fish
that's
sandwich.
What it was.
Yeah, that's wild. That all tied together quite nicely, I believe.
That's kind of the way we like to do it.
That's right.
We bring it around full circle. And the moral of the story is, after talking to Greg too, don't be Barry Laminack. Be Barry Laminack. He said the big thing in comedy is he doesn't want to be lame.
Yeah, that's true.
So don't be Barry Laminack. Be Barry Laminack.
A couple of NFL news and notes. The Atlanta Falcons wide receiver Julio Jones, he was recently informed that the team had not budgeted to renegotiate his contract for 2018 and have no plans to give him a raise for the upcoming season. That is according to The Athletic's Jeff Schultz. The Falcons did promise to renegotiate after the season, and they hope that Jones will report to training camp on time. Good luck with that. Updating a previous report, Chicago Bears' Allen Robinson said he feels 100%. Randall Cobb is out of the walking boot. I know you'll be glad to hear that.
Yes, Lord, amen.
Expected to be ready for training camp. And the Bears' Kyle Long, offensive guard, will avoid the physically unable to perform list, according to their head coach.
Pup list.
Yeah, so good news, bad news for you Pack
fans.
You
know, we've heard from certain callers that'll remain nameless, Richard, that Mitch Trubisky era is about to take off.
See, that's one of those guys that it's kind of hard to figure out. I don't know that I was a believer in Carson Wentz until Carson Wentz went out and became Carson Wentz.
Yep.
Well, and a lot of people
there's an unbelievable belief.
I'll give you the one that's even worse, same draft, was the knock on Jared Goff after year one and all of a sudden year two. So there, a lot of people, though, are saying that Rich Trubisky will be this year's Jared Goff.
That'll be interesting. I know he's getting a lot of run because of some of the things that he showed last year.
He may do it in 14 of those games this year.
Could be. There's just two, not two, huh?
Just two that he won't.
All right, I know you're dying to do this. Have you been watching the British Open? Because I unfortunately
have not.
Well, fill in the peeps. What's going on?
I got in a Twitter argument with a guy who was just bashing Tiger today because he was only five strokes off the lead. I'm like, this isn't the John Deere Classic. This is the frickin' British Open. He really never gets out of the gate strong in a major, and he was within five strokes. And today, second straight day, he shoots even par. Okay, great. Okay. Well, he's only six strokes off the lead right now, and he's going to make the cut. And here's a guy that has the pedigree for the stress and the pressure of a major. But overall, these guys, it's weird because normally, you know, the majors, they trick out the course, and the guys normally have a problem with it.
Yeah.
But it seems like everybody's on board that they're cool with the fact that guys are hitting the ball 483 yards because the fairways are rolling like asphalt.
Yeah.
And yet the greens are somewhat holding, and scores are relatively within par. Six strokes, minus six was leading Zach Johnson and Kisner. Both were at six under. So I think it'll be an entertaining weekend. I think whether you're a big golf fan or not, if instead of watching reruns of The View this weekend, you have something to watch in the mornings.
What's wrong
with
The
View? Not you personally. I'm just saying. People on weekend TV sucks.
I mean, you have to get up early for that, right?
No. Pretty much all weekend in the mornings, TV sucks.
No, but what time does the British Open come on?
Oh, and it's more reasonable. It's probably 7 or 8 till noon.
7 or 8 in the morning is when I would have to wake up on a Saturday.
Not every Saturday, Barry. Just the weekend of the British Open.
It's one Saturday.
Saturday.
Yeah, I'm out.
Let's go back to Greg. Greg has you pegged. This is very key. Greg needs to call in.
Do they do a replay, maybe, like at 11?
I would imagine they do some sort of delay, yeah.
NBC. NBC owns the Golf Channel, so I would assume there would be a replay later in the day on the Golf Channel.
Yeah, I might watch that, maybe.
What they used to do...
If it's not my nap time.
You know those people that, like, have that knack, or that need to have golf on in the afternoons on the weekends?
No.
John Granata?
No.
Yeah, and Raheel, who likes, he says it makes great atmosphere to sleep in. But regardless, they normally used to sync up that celebrity tournament that was last weekend in Tahoe with the British Open. So if you missed regular golf by not getting up in time in the afternoons, that's why NBC always used to have the celebrity tournament on that weekend. So at least there was still golf on.
Okay.
Tracy, by the way, Callie went to, they have a house in Tahoe, but they went to the tournament last weekend. That's a party and a half, that celebrity tournament.
She's fancy. Her husband are fancy.
Yep.
Very fancy.
Yep.
Very fancy indeed.
And happy to tell you about it, too.
Well, ain't nothing wrong with that.
I didn't know.
I ain't mad at that.
That was Joel Blank.
That's okay. I own that. She's taken her shots at me over the years. It's all in fun.
Has she?
Oh, yeah. Like, you don't know.
I don't know.
You did it and participated in it one time.
Oh, my God. He's keeping score over there. He's like, are you charting everything?
No, is it true that you...
brother. Are you charting
everything? Steel trap. I got a scouting report. I got everything.
Wow.
Got video, audio.
I really do have a work wife.
Well, that's how it is in every show, though. There's a work wife in every show.
Yeah. Somebody said name game played every day, even on the weekends. No.
No.
No. I never said that.
Did you say that just
now? I mean,
now?
I might have said we play it every day, but that's during the week.
Did you say we're going to do the next giveaway on May 1st?
Yeah, that's so weird. That's really, boy, you really got to be
I'll sound off on your Steve Brand.
That's where you can't do your preview on the fly.
Oh, God, no. And I did that. That's why I was like, May 19th. What? Yeah, that one. I got gotten on that one.
We're going to have one segment to go in the big show before we turn it over to the Blitz. Before we do that, we're going to talk about Texas Can Academies. Texas Can Academies has been doing it a long time in the Houston area. And whether you're someone that has something you want to donate or you're the kids that are trying to get a second chance at an education, everybody appreciates if you participate in this program because it really is all in the city of Houston. It's Houstonians helping out kids in need. It's a great program. If you've got a car, a motorcycle, a boat, a truck, a trailer, maybe it's not even running anymore. It's collecting rust and dust and it's in your garage or it's in your backyard. backyard. You want to get rid of it. You don't want to pay for a tow truck. Maybe it was damaged in the hurricane. You don't want any more expense by trying to have someone take it away. You don't have to. All you do is pick up the phone. You call 713-225-4226 or you log on to carsforkids.org. Either way, you get in touch with them. Tell them where you live. Tell them what you got. They do the rest. They come to you with a tow truck. They take it away. They do the paperwork so you don't have to. They give you a great tax deduction and you get a $50 gift card. And that's where the process really begins, because your donation becomes resources for kids trying to get their education. It could be bus fare, book money, eyeglasses, warm meals, all the things that if they don't have are distractions and keep them from hitting the books and studying. All the things when they do have them become resources so they can just focus on getting through school. It's a great program. It all stays right here in H-Town. So if you can, please call 713-225-4226. Log on to carsforkids.org. And as always, right off the car, not the kid.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything all at once?
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, welcome back to the show. Listen, I want to tell you about Steelhouse Poker Club. They got something special coming up. They've got a bigger and better tournament than what they had during their opening weekend. And remember, let me remind you, their opening weekend set all kind of poker records here in the state of Texas. That $100,000 guaranteed opening weekend tournament ended up being nearly $250,000 in the prize pool. Now they're back. They're bigger and better than ever in October. They've got a $500,000 guaranteed tournament that you can be a part of. And one of the easiest ways to get a seat in that $500,000 tournament is getting in on their daily cash games out there at Steelhouse Poker Club. Super easy to get there. It's I-45 North and West Road. So head on up there. If you're coming from like Conroe or Spring or the Woodlands, just exit West Mount Houston and U-turn. But it's right there on the feeder, super convenient. And those daily cash games, like I said, is the easiest way to get a seat. They start at 2 p.m. They run all day long. So I know you're at work and you're thinking, well, that sucks. I don't have time to get to a poker game. Yeah, you do. You've got plenty of time. They run all night long and they start at 2 p.m. They give away $75,000 guaranteed payouts every week, Monday through Sunday. And oh, by the way, don't forget Friday, lingerie night. And they have single day tournaments every day of the week except for Saturdays. For more information on that coming up October tournament, that $500,000 guaranteed tournament, and to find out about the daily cash games and the daily tournaments, log on to SteelhousePoker.com. That's SteelhousePoker.com.
That was off air. Don't worry, Joel. Yeah.
I want to give you a crazy stat.
Okay.
Brought to you by Deshaun Verlander, a loyal listener.
Okay.
This is nuts. Okay, so Jeremy Frank, who has random Major League Baseball stats, sent this in. Joey Votto pop-ups.
I saw this.
By year.
Wild.
By year. Nick, take this in. You're not a big baseball stat guy, but take this in for a second, okay? The amount of times he pops up in a season, he is a regular middle of the lineup first baseman for the Cincinnati Reds, okay? In 2010, 0. 11, 1. 12, 1. 13, 1. 14, 1. 15, ooh, slumping, 2. 16, 0. 17, 1. And this year to date, 0.
That's wild.
The average Major League Baseball player with the same amount of plate appearances would have popped it up 127 times.
That's insane.
That's a guy that gets on the top of the baseball when he hits. That's pretty solid, man. That's incredible.
Very solid. And, I mean, that's rarefied air. I don't know of many guys. I mean, that's I would be interested to see how that compares to guys like Tony Gwynn and Pete Rose and Ted Williams.
Is that something they're trying to identify, though, when they're scouting?
It's a big thing. You hear Blummer say it all the time on the broadcast. You want to be on top of the baseball. So that you can avoid, because obviously they're talking launch angles and everything like that. But as a hitter, when you go up there to avoid dropping your shoulder, popping it up, having a lot of issues, the main thing that you're taught is to try and at least from a mental approach to get on top of the baseball.
Yep.
Hit the top half.
Yep.
Well, but you're looking at that in terms of technique, but in terms of like the analytics, Billy Beane approach, are you looking at how many pop-ups a player has in a particular seat? Like, are they savvy enough? Is that something that they're looking for?
Well, you got a better chance particular... hitting line drives, right?
It's
line
just
drives.
A fun fact stat. Is that what it's
kind of, yeah. It just shows you how much bat control he has. Like, how disciplined of a hitter he is. If you're popping pitches up, a lot of times you're chasing pitches up out of the zone. You might be a little ahead of a pitch. You might be a little behind a pitch. And so it really speaks to more of his ability as a hitter individually and his bat control and what he's able to do. Because pop-ups are usually, you know, they're you're chasing something. It might be in the dirt, and you're trying to get the launch angle on it, and you end up just popping out to the catcher or whatever. So, yeah, it speaks of volumes about how good of a hitter he really is.
And we bring it all back together, Nick. I mean, if you've got bat control, you don't need peanut butter.
See, he's not going to let that go.
I'm not.
But he
not
doesn't remember the story about you and your incident.
I don't remember this. First of all, I'm sure you remembered if it happened, but I don't know.
Didn't the cat lick your area, your groin?
Me?
Yeah. Somebody licked your... You mentioned it.
At the last break, you mentioned went off it. And told me that you mentioned it on the air. On the air that either a cat or a dog had laid lip and tongue to your genitals.
No, I don't ever recall telling that story.
Or they kissed you.
Is it true?
No, that a cat yeah, or like a dog licked my
I don't remember
groin?
Telling that story. I'm I like, think well, you maybe were passed you know out on a couch.
You were passed out on a couch and something happened. Do you remember?
No, I think you're making all of this up.
No, I'm really not.
I wasn't losing my mind. I have never, he would never, I would never hear, I've never
then
heard
what am I thinking
from.
About?
I don't know, Nick.
Look, don't act like this is not.
I'm totally serious. Don't act like I'm this being is honest not with you. If a Barry Laminack story. Oh, yeah,
I believe you because you really genuinely looked surprised when I mentioned it.
I was. I've never heard that.
But don't act like this is not a story that's, you know, not within reach for Barry Laminack. This is something that could happen to Barry Laminack.
Excuse
right?
me?
But all the stories you talk about when you're on the road.
Yeah, they don't involve having sex with animals.
You're the ones that's living around them all the time.
You stocked up on peanut butter
and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah, I'm just out banging bobcats in the backyard, Nick. I'm like, oh, check it out. I sure wish I could catch that rabbit.
Dude, there was a story. And he knows what it is, and he's acting like it's something along those lines.
I swear to you, I don't know. Dude, when have I ever been embarrassed to own
I know
or
that.
Own
That's
anything.
Why I'm so shocked right now.
What are you shocked
because
about?
I thought you would admit, like, right away.
I don't
think you're denying it.
Look, I'm not denying it. I just don't remember. How about that? I honestly don't remember telling that story of it happening. I don't think it did because I think I would remember if my cat licked my groin.
I think that's what it was. I think it was your cat.
Not only would I remember if my cat licked my groin because the cat just licked my groin, but because their tongue is like sandpaper, and that's going to stand out even more so than a dog licking peanut butter off your junk.
This isn't like the get me ride home when you were after the Super Bowl with the cat in the garage thing.
Where I just put the cat out in the garage? No.
Like you were
there was something embarrassing along those lines.
It's got to do with this groin area. I'm telling you. To be able to say on the air, yeah, you know, the other night I passed out and the dog had a freaking field day on my grapes. No, I don't think so.
Yeah, I woke up, I was banging the dog, didn't know what was going on.
This has to be a Barry Laminack story.
Slapped the dog on the hind. You can't spank a German Shepherd on the ass. They got bad hips. You don't want to break a hip. But any other dog, it's fair game.
So none of the animals.
Well, I was banging it.
So that's never happened to you.
Not that I remember.
By none of the animals at the house. By the farm.
Nick, I think I would remember if I had sex with an animal.
I don't. Maybe you were drunk. I thought you were passed out when it happened and you woke up and you saw like a pink tongue.
Yeah, I woke up and my cat was raping me. Yeah, that happened. What are you talking about? No. Why are you making these things up?
That's the kind of story people would have a tendency to remember. And if he told it on the air, listeners would have definitely remembered.
No, you think I would ever heard
the end of it? Maybe it was somebody else.
Do you think I would have ever heard the end of it if I've told a story? Look, people already tease me about having cats. If one cat tried to have sex with me and I was complicit in that act, do you not think people would never let me live that down?
Was it intern Trey? Like, who? What, there's somebody on this network.
I don't know who's banging animals on this network, but it's not me.
Nobody banged an animal.
I behoove you to find out, though, because it could
yeah,
be entertaining.
I want to know now. I want to know, but it wasn't me.
Watch it be me. No, I don't know. I don't know. I don't
you
know.
You told it one day when you were still half
I was drunk, and I don't even remember.
All right, real quick, can I announce the winners?
Sure.
Of the four tickets. So just to give full disclosure to everybody, I let you pick the numbers between how many people signed up. I said you pick five random numbers between 1 and 1,000. It wasn't that many. So Mathis Jones, Joe P. Lopez. They didn't put a name, but their email starts with run2kmo and then Cheryl Belial or Belial. Those are the winners. So I will send you guys emails, and you will tell me what show you want to come to tonight or tomorrow and how many tickets up to four you need. So congrats to you guys.
And I'll find out what happened to Barry's genitals, and I'll tweet it out.
My cat
because
has never orally pleasured
it
me.
It was something
I'm
along those lines.
I'm sorry to burst your bubble.
I'm sure.
I am sorry to burst your weird animal
Nothing
sex
like that happened
bubble.
In Oklahoma or Tulsa.
No, I'm not.
Little Rock. Little Rock.
Oklahoma
it was in Little Rock.
Or Tulsa. Both like Siri
Look,
and Google.
That lady might have looked like a dog. But I assure you, she was not an actual biatch. Okay?
Did we ever determine the final result of the boob size yesterday?
No. No, I didn't. I didn't.
Well,
I
got a lot of feedback on
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I didn't think yeah, I don't think
and
I won, though.
The thread on Twitter turned really creepy by a bunch of
I know.
Creepy
that's why
dudes.
I need to stop doing those type of things.
I you backed out of that. That was weird.
Yeah, but even if that wasn't creepy, you'd have backed out of that. You don't like that. All right. All right. Well, again, if you have time and you want some entertainment, go see Greg and Barry at the Joke Joint this weekend on Fuquay. If not, we appreciate you spending some time with us Monday through Friday, and hopefully you'll do it again next week and every week, 1 to 4 p.m. on The Usual Suspects. For Nick and Barry, I'm Joel. Stay tuned. The Blitz is next. Have a great weekend, everybody. Yeah, boy.